Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. I just wanted to check in with all of you on this horrific day. I've been on X all afternoon, praying, hoping beyond hope. I saw the video. I knew there was just no way he could have survived that. And so obviously I'm devastated, as I know all of you are. I didn't personally know Charlie. I never met him. I run around a lot of the same circles of people. We're very close to him and knew him very well. And we're supposed to do some events together this year, so I was really excited to get to know him and hang out with him. But just because we didn't know him personally doesn't mean we didn't know him in a very special and meaningful and precious way. Charlie changed more lives than he could have ever imagined. I mean, you'll see the thousands upon thousands of testimonies of people whose lives I've never been the same since they encountered him. Again, either personally or just online or through his work at Turning Point. Young people in particular, college students, they loved Charlie. They loved the way he engaged with ideas, how respectful and confident he was, cordial, passionate, logical, how insightful, deep and profound. So his short 31 years of life made an impact that multiple long lifetimes couldn't even come close to matching. Now, it's going to take time for me to put all of this together and see how things develop here. But I do have some initial thoughts from today. I think today, September 10th, is the new J-13. So if you remember last summer when President Trump was nearly assassinated in Butler, Pennsylvania, its immediate effect was to unite and galvanize a common sense consensus. So this wasn't about right and left anymore, right? So this was the night that Elon Musk announced his full endorsement of Trump for president. This was the night that the entire Republican Party galvanized around Trump like never before. Even never Trumpers openly declared their support of him that night. Bobby Kennedy has often noted that that was the night he knew he was going to join forces with MAGA. And by the way, he's a good friend of Charlie's. It was a uniting and galvanizing moment in our nation like no other until today. What happened today, I believe, was not merely a unifying, galvanizing moment where we are seeing many on the center left, the more moderate left, suddenly realize they're in a political party that's been taken over by complete lunatics, which I'll talk about in a moment. I'm not being even remotely hyperbolic or rhetorical. There's studies show that the left is, in fact, inundated with psychopaths. But it's not just the galvanizing and the uniting of the new common sense consensus that was utterly horrified by what happened today. There's something that happened today that did not quite fully happen in Butler. I think we just witnessed a radicalizing moment. We witnessed a moment that forever killed the moderate Republican, the rhino neocon, let's all get along, let's come to some bipartisan consensus, Republican. That Republican is gone. That Republican died today. If the moderate Republican didn't die after seeing that surveillance video of Irina Zarutska getting stabbed to death on that Charlotte subway, I can assure you today did it. Today most certainly finished the job. Today, I think we'll make J13 look like a picnic in terms of the way it galvanized a massive common sense consensus led by a radicalized Republican core that recognizes that something despicable has happened to the Democrats and the legacy media, something that is irredeemable. Charlie was very close to Don Trump Jr. He was very close to Stephen Miller, very close to a number of people inside the Trump administration. I mentioned Bobby Kennedy and President Trump himself. There is a real, very real sense that something is happening here. The combination of what happened to both Charlie and Irina makes today the turning point in our nation. And you may have seen already the left-wing lunatics that occupy the rhetorical sewer that comprises MSNBC. They're freaking out that President Trump is going to use what happened today to drop the hammer on the political left like never before, in a way from which they will never recover. We most certainly hope. But I am getting a sense that something is afoot here, that there is a very real recognition among the Trump administration that the Democrat Party is no longer a viable political expression. They've crossed a line where we're not dealing with politics anymore.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
And if we're not dealing with politics, then politics is not going to solve this. So this is what I mean about the death of the moderate Republican. Now, we talked about this on this channel before. Ironically, Charlie Kirk was very familiar with this very disturbing study that came out of Rutgers University. If I recall, I think it was in the spring. You could look it up. There were a number of reports on it, but Rutgers University released the results of a survey they did on the percentage of the population that supports political violence, particularly assassination. And the scholars at Rutgers were openly shocked by the results. They found that 55% of left-leaning respondents said it would be at least somewhat justifiable to assassinate President Trump. And keep in mind, that was after two assassination attempts. 55%, a majority. That's not politics anymore. And so this Rutgers study came up with a term to describe this growing sentiment of accepting and even advocating political violence on the left, and they called it assassination culture. In other words, they found that there was a growing acceptance of using lethal violence in our politics today, particularly among the liberal left. Now, there are all kinds of reasons for that, but I want to leave you with one that I think is especially apropos for today. I was actually just talking about this with our Courageous Patriots Club. We have a private membership, and I do a special video for them each week. It's exclusive to them. I don't post it on YouTube. And this week's involves some thoughts I had about the murder of Irina Zarutska. And I think what I shared in that video is equally applicable here. So if I may, there was some fascinating work done by the Polish psychologist Andrzej Lobachevsky. We've talked about him before on this channel here or there. Andrzej Lobachevsky, you can look him up. And what made Lobachevsky fascinating is that he studied leftists, particularly Eastern European leftists, for 40 years in a field of study he developed called ponerology. The term is based on the Greek word for evil, poneros. So that was his unique field of study, ponerology, the study of evil. And it's not coincidental that that study for Lobachevsky centered on the political left. And that's because he concluded, again, after studying leftists for 40 years, he concluded that they were all psychopaths. I'm not making this up. They were all psychopaths. And the key with psychopaths is they get their kicks from malevolently manipulating others. They love to control and dominate, manipulate, and not just people. They love to control, manipulate reality, facts, data, media, academia, the family, gender, sexuality. They love to control and manipulate in such a way that deliberately harms and abuses. That's what literally turns them on. And that, I would argue, is perhaps the single best description of the modern day Democrat Party and its mouthpiece in the legacy media. They are maliciously psychopathic. I just saw it with my own eyes. I saw a tweet from CNN's Abby Phillip complaining that there were too many video shares of Charlie shooting on X. And she asked, if someone at X, some moderator, could find the morale, the moral fortitude to moderate that. Did Abby say the same thing when it came to the George Floyd video? You know, the video that CNN was playing 24/7? It's very simple. We're not dealing with politics anymore. And if we're not dealing with politics, there is no political solution. So we're all going to have to see what ultimately comes out of this. Again, word on the street is President Trump and his administration see it very much the same way as I'm describing. For us, this isn't political, obviously. For us, it's personal. Charlie was a loving husband, a loving father, and an influencer to tens of millions. We'll keep his memory going by rededicating all of our lives to loving and defending all that is good in this world, all that is true and beautiful. That was his legacy. And that legacy will indeed live forever. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.